The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Stephan with my friend Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, all here to overview what's going on. Meredith just said to me, what's going on today? I said, well, you know, a lot of this and some of that. And she perceived my answer to be sort of negative. And under the circumstances, is that a good reason to get up? Or if there are so many bad things going on in the world, so we just put the pillow over our head and go back to sleep again? I don't know. It's sort of a typical day. I try to find the good angles, even the things that are a little rough. For example, the folks at Havid have unveiled a plaque which honors the slaves that served the presidents of the university over the years. The slaves of President Benjamin Wadsworth, who was the first president of Havid. This plaque honors Titus and Venus, who were his slaves. The plaque also honors Jubba and Bilha, the slaves of the next president of Harvard, Edward Holyoke. They say at the school it is a bid to acknowledge their participation, admitting that presidents and the school supported slavery before the Civil War. The plaque was unveiled yesterday. And so I'm trying to figure what possible good comes from this. Those who have forgotten that Harvard is not what everybody thinks it is, thank you very much. And then, I mean, is it bold? Usually Harvard doesn't do much of anything unless it feels it's going to benefit from it. So, Victoria, what's the benefit here for Harvard? Do they feel, okay, well, we've come clean. We've shed the ties, the bonds
right.
that would hold us down. And so, under the circumstances, does that mean we're the good guys? And they have an endowment in the billions, as a matter of fact, tens of
right.
billions of dollars that people have given to keep Harvard afloat. And I say that lovingly and advisedly.
I don't really know. I mean, I guess, yes, acknowledging that Harvard is not untouchable and that it was just because it's in Boston, it was not always progressive. And I get that. But I agree with you. This must be beneficial to them in some PR situation. I'm wondering if this is a result of the Princeton debates that have been going on about removing Woodrow Wilson's name from one of their buildings because he was a segregationist.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big protest on campus. They've decided to keep his name, but they acknowledged, yes, you know, not everyone was always progressive. And I don't know. Do you start taking people's names off of things? That seems to be happening a lot. When the Confederate flag issue was happening down in the southern states, there were a lot of statues of people being removed
yep.
from places like New Orleans. And I don't know. I mean, I don't have an answer on that. It's an interesting debate.
New Orleans is different, especially now since the hurricane and how it's been rebuilt and who's living there and how the city has boomed economically. You could argue that hurricane was the best thing that's happened to New Orleans pretty much since its inception in terms of what's come about after the tragedy that was the hurricane. I mean,
in terms of tourism, yes. And New Orleans is one of my favorite places to vacation. However, you know, the Ninth Ward is still practically the same that it was when the storm hit. So there are not everyone, I think, would agree that the storm was the best thing that, you know, could have happened.
Well, I think
it certainly benefited
perception.
The French Quarter. Yes.
Right. And yes. many other economic
but
benefits.
But that's like saying it's something like that's like saying Hurricane Sandy benefited Times Square when the rest of, you know, all of Rockaway, couldn't rebuild the 85 houses that burned down and everything. So I don't know. Yes, it was good in one instance, but I don't know that that money is trickling down to the people who still really need it. I mean, people were displaced and went to Houston and other places and never went back to their homes in New Orleans.
I'll take Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island, too. That's a good place to go if you don't want to worry about what happened in Hurricane Sandy, right?
Staten Island
got really wiped out, didn't it? I don't know if Staten Island has ever been a choice place to live.
I hate to be anti-Staten Island, but that's kind of the last place I'd ever want to move to.
Well, they moved all the garbage from September 11th. All got put on barges and brought over there and buried.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's...
That is,
general.
Yes, partially. Yes, I did hear that.
Partially. But it's partially true. By the way, speaking of schools and post-secondary news, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, have you heard the story about the phony New Jersey college that was set up to sting illegal immigrants?
This is amazing to me.
I'm trying to understand how it benefited. So we caught the government caught 21 perps over how many years and spending how many millions of dollars to get these people. This is another example in my mind of completely distorting the value of our work here as taxpayers. Who comes up with these harebrained ideas?
Homeland Security.
You want to explain it a little bit? You can explain it if you want to.
Honestly, I'm still a little bit baffled why this was even something. So it was created by Homeland Security to catch recruiters who would then get clients from other countries enrolled. They would obviously pay a hefty fee so they could get into the U.S. with a college visa. Now, are these actual students who wanted to study and needed a visa?
Apparently,
like terrorists.
They were told, no, they aren't terrorists, but they're illegals. But they were told right up front once they got involved that there really was no school. That this was a front. They were told that they wouldn't get any educational benefits, but they would get into the country. And that's really...
So they basically got an illegal sponsorship for a green card.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, the way to get in here. It's like getting married to an American. Same sort of thing.
So if these were desperate people to come into the country, in a sense, and they had money, why is Homeland Security targeting them?
That's a very good question. Thank you for asking that. You get the gold star.
I'm confused.
Well, I'm confused why they would spend the kind of money they did to have such limited results. If you're going to spend money for something like this, let's do it and grab as many people as you can. But 21 people after all this money and all this time? No, I don't think so. That makes sense to me. Yeah. It needs a review, another review, something else that needs a review. 13 past the hour here on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email and say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying. We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Kick off spring in a new way and celebrate National Garage Organization Month in April. Everyone knows spring cleaning, but spring keeping's a new trend that helps you keep the things you might need while kicking the clutter. Gladiator Garage Works has garage cabinets, shelving, and more to get you organized. Home improvement expert and Ellen's Design Challenge winner on HGTV, Carl Champley, turns spring cleaning into spring keeping.
Don't get rid of something you may regret. Instead, with Gladiator Garage Works, you can keep it and even start to organize on a small scale with grab-and-go kits like the GearTrack single pack. Take advantage of wall space with hooks, bins, and baskets. Keep rakes, bikes, and basketballs organized.
Other tips, Carl?
Keep similar items together. Storage kits like Gladiator Garage Works small item bins can be used for screws and nails or the project caddy for larger tools that save time and space.
So kick the clutter, keep what's good, and visit GladiatorGarageWorks.com and Facebook.com/GladiatorGW.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Victoria and I focused on a couple of things having to do with the cars of your future. I don't know whether you have thought about a Tesla or not. Most people who have looked at the Tesla have been fascinated by the technology, batteries. It doesn't have any gasoline. It's well constructed. It is a... thank you. It's a Meredith just showed me the picture of Charlotte we have on the Facebook page. I'll, it's a distraction. Excuse me.
Aww.
I did ask for it.
She said,
I asked for it. Yes, I did. That's
how
true.
Old was Charlotte?
Charlotte was almost 15.
Oh, wow. Yep. Charlotte is a cutie on the Facebook page. Definitely go check him out. Yeah. Check her out.
Yeah. That was that was actually a picture that was taken of us in. I don't know. We went to somebody wanted some extra stuff done that we were using for promotional pictures. So she and I went to a photographer studio on Santa Monica Boulevard, and she walked in, and the photographer wanted nothing to do with me. All he wanted to do was take pictures of Charlotte. And so that was that. At least we got one of the two of us together before she did the parade. But at any rate, there'll be some comments, I'm sure. All right.
Well, the good ones never leave us. So.
No.
Ever.
No.
And you actually saw her last week.
I did. Saw her in my house.
At some point, I have my little Chihuahua Cooper Gonzalez will be 13 in a week, and at some point, I would kill for that experience to be able to just see him again at some point.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. All right. So where were we?
Tesla. How's that for a segue?
Meredith Bryan. You said, I asked for it, and I did, actually. I was wondering, and I asked the two of you if it had been posted, because I hadn't had a chance to go look there yet. But for those who are trying to figure, maybe new listeners to the program, Charlotte was in many respects, the most important part of my life in many ways for, in and out 15 years. My son found her in Burbank, and she was the runt of a litter. He had said to me that he wanted to get a bulldog. And I said, Brendan, why in the world do you want to get a bulldog? They're stupid. They're fat. They're lazy.
No, they're all the opposite.
Exactly. That's what I found out. Over the first few years, as I got to know her and to love her, and then eventually she became mine, Brendan gave her to me, she was into every part of my life. And
they're so loyal, too. I have one of my best friends has two bulldogs that she rescued, Clementine and Linus, and they are the sweetest, cutest, very smart, very stubborn, very playful, and just intensely loyal.
They're
just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful dogs.
She was there for me at every turn. Yep. Every single turn. So, anyway, we mark her passing today. 20 after the hour.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Let's get at it. 23 after the hour. Many people are talking this week about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction services. The intro, Chicago the group, Cheap Trick the group, Deep Purple the group, NWA, Steve Miller. There are others that are on the list that were inducted. So is this sour grapes or not? You're going to listen in a moment to Steve Miller talk about how the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is run by a bunch of rubes and that he doesn't know why he's there, but he didn't protest so much so as to not get his award. So is he a hypocrite?
Well, I don't think he questions why he's there. I think he questions whether they really are honoring the artists they claim to honor. That's what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is about. It's to honor the legacy of rock and roll and the people who made it great, yet they basically treat you like dirt when you
get
it.
But you know that, so why accept the award if they know, they're going to be treated that way?
I kind of thought it would be cool for him to protest it, especially, and we'll play this right now, but I thought it was cooler that he accepts it, gets up on stage in front of the people of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and basically gives them an up yours right on stage.
This is what he said. The whole process needs to be changed from the top to the bottom. Doesn't need to be this hard. There's nothing fancy going on out there that requires all of this stuff. They need to get their legal work straight. They need to respect the artists they say they're honoring, which they don't. I don't have any of my paperwork signed. I have no licensing agreements with these people. They're trying to steal footage. They're trying to make me indemnify them. When they told me I was inducted, they said you can have two tickets, one for your wife and one for yourself. Want another one? It's $10,000. Sorry, that's the way it goes. I said, I'm playing here. What about my band? What about their wives? What about... They make this so unpleasant that they came this close. We're not going to wrap this one up. I'm going to wrap you up. You go sit down over there and learn something. So here's what you need to know. This is how close this whole show came to not happening because of the way the artists were actually being treated right now.
All right.
So I'll wrap it up right now.
Back to the,
awesome.
Back to the question, knowing that he was going to be treated that way, should he have gone, is this helpful or is it hypocritical? He knew what he was going to confront when he got there, so should he have said, no, I don't want your stinking award. I don't need your stinking award.
I think he knew all along he was going to go there and say this.
Mm-hmm.
He was very well-spoken. He wasn't emotional. I mean, you could tell he was passionate, but he wasn't overly emotional like something had just happened to him.
Listen to Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick. He pretty much throws another hammer and a nail here in the coffin.
In the next two months, I should be at number 8 and number 9 grandchildren. And thank you for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for charging so much that I didn't have to bring them all out here.
All right, so one of our listeners wants to know where the Moody Blues are, and I want to know where the Moody Blues are.
Oh, you and your Moody Blues.
What?
Give it a rest.
No, I'm not at all.
Give it a rest.
This lady says, Shannon wrote, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter, good day. Why would they induct NWA instead of the Moody Blues, which is a perfect one?
I'll tell you why.
Give it a rest. Why?
I'll tell you why. Because NWA fans are still 40 and 45
and
50
years
old.
Yeah, and the movie was just out this year. There's still interest.
And Moody Blues fans, they aren't coming to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, they aren't because the Moody Blues aren't in there.
There was an article last year saying all the new inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they're trying to get where to young it up
so that they
can get younger people actually coming to the Hall of Fame. So
yeah, Amy writes, did I hear somebody say Bachman Turner Overdrive isn't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Correct.
Yes, Amy, that's true. They're not there either. BTO and the Moody Blues not there. It's a joke. The whole thing is a joke. There you go. 28 after on Good Day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email that say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
A stiff drink. It's too early in the day for a stiff drink.
5 o'clock somewhere, brother.
Yeah, I guess that's true. At 5 o'clock, let's see, where is it? 5 o'clock. Now
they never say a.m. or p.m. By the way, they just say 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, right?
As long as you can say it's 5 o'clock, you're good.
Yeah, that's it. Good, good, good. The Good Day program. Speaking of good things, with Doug Steffen, that's me. My friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden are here. We're going to be joined by Jennifer Nettles in a few minutes. Do I pronounce Nettles? Is it Nettles?
Pretty English sounding of you. It's Nettles.
Nettles. Sounds like something you stick in your butt. A nettle. I have a nettle stuck in my
butt. You go first.
Why don't you tell her that? That should be a good witness.
I think not. Thank you very much, though. There's a big problem that we need to address here. Let's see if we can put our minds together collectively and solve this problem. The global colored pencil shortage. And the adult coloring book apparently is the problem. There is a big deal now. Adult coloring books, I've not come across one.
I bought my wife one for Christmas for her. Really? For her stocking, yes.
So what happens? What do you do with these adult coloring books? What sort of things are
you
in
color.
There?
You color. It's like come a big on. Way to relax now. Yeah, it's just...
I actually used to do it when we were on the... When I would be chatting with you for a little bit, I'd color sometimes.
What, because you're bored talking to me?
No, sometimes it just sort of focuses your mind. You know when your mind is sort of all over the place?
Really?
And you need to focus. It's just kind of a stress reliever. It's relaxation. And the patterns are actually really pretty. They have a bunch of different detailed patterns. A lot of them are...
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like
flowers or
coloring
natural
a pony
theme.
Or
yeah.
A flower or something like
really?
That. It's these real kind of intricate patterns, and you use colored pencils instead. You don't have the 64 Crayola crayons out there,
huh?
If you wanted to, you could.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, I didn't know that. So thank you for
good stress reliever.
We'll get you one.
So now, but the problems are getting to be so popular that there is a colored pencil shortage. Faber, F-A-B-E-R, who hasn't gone to school? Well, nobody uses pencils anymore. I remember in school.
Sure they do.
They do?
Yeah, in elementary school, you're not allowed to use pen.
Oh, well, and you're not allowed to use a computer, hopefully, in elementary school either.
There are certain classes where my sixth grade son can use his iPad if they choose to bring it, yes.
Huh.
But and normally they have computer labs.
But see, nobody knows how to write. We were talking about this the other day. I was going through, you know, this move. I have raised all kinds of things, not just dust, but old memories. I have a book of the things that I saved from when I was in junior high school and high school. And included in that box was my notebook from my French class and my Latin class.
That's fine.
So I took them out and I put them in the car. And when I went to pick up Meredith to go somewhere, I showed her the books. And she looked at them and she laughed at first because I used, you know...
Green ink.
No, I actually didn't use green ink then. But that's the joke, folks. I send checks to people, and I use green ink because green is good for prosperity. Thank
sometimes
you very much.
Also disappearing ink, which is
called rubber checks, disappearing ink.
And disappearing checks, too, as far as that's concerned. Anyway, so I use these. They're brown-covered notebook. I don't know what they call it. It was just notebooks. And so I took notes and wrote things headed in one direction, and then you turn the book over and you use the pages going in the back in the next direction. And my penmanship was quite good when I was young. It's a little sloppy now because we all get sloppy as you get older. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But that was what Meredith said. We used to have really good penmanship. And then we got off onto this tangent of nobody learns how to really write anymore. There's no... Meredith has beautiful penmanship. Jennifer,
yeah,
you
remember handwriting was a big
deal.
Yeah,
we were taught you had a penmanship course in order to learn how to use the cursives. And people don't do that anymore. So anyway, but I got to kind of...
Think about all the other things you don't need anymore. Remember spelling used to be a class. Now you just have spell checks. You don't have to worry about that.
Right, yeah. That's a very good point. Yeah. Let's, before we get to... I don't know, Richie, hold on just a second. Will you please? I want to do one more thing and get Jennifer's point of view on Charlie Sheen, issuing of a restraining order against Charlie Sheen because he said he wanted to hire somebody to kill his former girlfriend. Here's a fellow named Lou Edwards who sort of has the skinny on this.
Restraining order has been placed against Charlie Sheen by his ex-fiancee, Brett Rossi. Rossi has accused Sheen of assault, battery, and lying about how he wasn't HIV positive. According to Sheen's lawyer, all these claims were complete fabrication. Rossi is an adult film star and was engaged to Sheen from 2013 into 2014 when they broke up. According to Rossi's lawyer, she takes these threats very seriously and she will seek all the legal protection that she's entitled to against him.
Oops, winning.
So what do you make, Jennifer? You're out there in La La Land.
I don't make much. I think that these two are probably just a perfect match where there's a lot of drama necessary to get anything done.
Right. That's
I can't say. I mean, how can you? It's he said, she said. You can't really pick a side. You know that Charlie Sheen wasn't the most stable dude, although from people that met him, actually, Rich knows this as well, he was the nicest man ever. Now, is that how he is in a relationship? Probably not. You never know.
Once you get to know him.
Yeah. You also know that this woman was with Charlie Sheen in the prime of his heyday, and so she probably has got her own issues to deal with.
Jennifer Nettles is going to join us. Quite an interesting lady. Connected to the duo Sugarland, amongst other things. So we'll have a conversation with her about what's going on in her career in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Kick off spring in a new way and celebrate National Garage Organization Month in April. Everyone knows spring cleaning, but spring keeping's a new trend that helps you keep the things you might need while kicking the clutter. Gladiator Garage Works has garage cabinets, shelving, and more to get you organized. Home improvement expert and Ellen's Design Challenge winner on HGTV, Carl Champley, turns spring cleaning into spring keeping.
Don't get rid of something you may regret. Instead, with Gladiator Garage Works, you can keep it and even start to organize on a small scale with grab-and-go kits like the GearTrek Single Pack. Take advantage of wall space with hooks, bins, and baskets. Keep rakes, bikes, and basketballs organized.
Other tips, Carl?
Keep similar items together. Storage kits like Gladiator Garage Works small item bins can be used for screws and nails or the project caddy for larger tools that save time and space.
So kick the clutter, keep what's good, and visit GladiatorGarageWorks.com and Facebook.com/GladiatorGW.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel all-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Jim Pee-wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans. But it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee-wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This report is brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Cancer remains the number one cause of death by disease for U.S. children 14 and younger. That's unacceptable. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is leading the way the world understands, treats, and defeats childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases. From marathons, walks, and runs, to mathathons, dinners, and golf events, awareness and funds are raised through more than 31,000 St. Jude events around the country. Donations from events like these allow doctors and scientists to focus on what matters most, saving kids, regardless of their financial situation. Rick Shadiak Jr., President and CEO of ALSAC, the fundraising and awareness organization for St. Jude.
St. Jude is working to drive the overall survival rate for childhood cancer to 90%, and we won't stop until no child dies from cancer. Thanks to our supporters, families never receive a bill from St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because all they should worry about is helping their child live.
For more information, visit stjude.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
Day. Let's just lay here and be lazy, baby, drive me crazy. All I wanna do is
known primarily for her role as the lead vocalist in Sugarland, Jennifer Nettles, country music singer and songwriter. And now I think Jen turned into an actress.
Oh, she's awesome and a host. I mean, really, truly one of my favorites. I'm a country music girl, as you know, and love Jennifer Nettles.
Yes, I know. She worked on a country version of Bon Jovi's single, Who Says You Can't Go Home, which became number one. Also joining us is Thad Hughes, who has engaged more than 6,000 young people in the wonders of science. So this is a nice combination of information and entertainment, focused on one of my favorite organizations, the 4-H Clubs. They're kicking off the Grow True Leaders campaign with a rally giving young people a platform on issues that are important to them. So, Jennifer, how'd you get involved in this? Thanks for joining us, by the way. Hi.
Of course. Thank y'all for having me. I'm excited to be here. You know what? I got involved in this. I'm not going to tell you how many years ago, but as a young girl when I was in the fifth grade in 4-H itself as a 4-H'er, I grew up in the 4-H club. I had the absolute pleasure of not only working within the Performing Arts Project in the 4-H club doing performing arts troops, but also I was a 4-H camp counselor. I was on district board. I had tons of opportunity through being involved in the 4-H organization to really figure out what it was that I wanted to do and what my passion was, and here I am, I won't say how many years later, very happy to be able to come in for Ford and give some visibility to this wonderful organization that I love.
So Thad, let's meet you and talk a little about what you have done. Thad Hughes, how old are you?
I'm 18, sir.
18. You don't have to call me, sir. It's okay. Yeah. I'm not your dad. That's Will. Nothing wrong with that. Tell me about you and where you live, Thad. Well, I'm a farm kid myself. That's why I'm very interested in this from several different perspectives. But I was in the 4-H as a kid myself, and I was on the board of directors of a local 4-H organization here.
Know all about it.
Yeah, I do. I'm very close to it. But I want to hear Thad's story. So what'd you do?
Yeah.
Well, I can say it's not different, but actually I grew up on a farm as well. That's actually really what got me into engineering and technology is when I was growing up, you know, you're in a combine, you reach back behind you, you pull out the owner's manual, and you kind of read through it because you got nothing else to do. And with all the machinery and everything, it was really just, everything was like around me saying engineering, technology, that is a great thing to do. And while I was really interested in this stuff, 4-H was really what allowed me to actually hone in and really learn the skills to develop technology. And I started out, I took projects with electricity, rocketry, woodworking, kind of your typical 4-H-er projects, and eventually I found robotics. And that was really what latched on to me, because with that I was able to take all the different disciplines of engineering and put them into one. And with that, we started a number of teams in our area that both helped me learn more about robotics, and I was able to develop my leadership skills to, because we ran teams where we would work together and figure out how to make robots for competitions, and that required a lot of communicating with each other, working alongside, leading others, getting deadlines, making changes, etc. And ever since then, it's just been a part of my life. I've known that I want to do engineering, and 4-H has really helped me find my place in that.
How can we keep him down on the farm when there's a robot calling? That's the maybe you get to that point, things change.
Well, I just think you need to bring some of those robots into your next music video, Jennifer. See, you mix the country music, you can mix the robotics.
Full circle.
I love that.
I love it. I got a guy over here I'm going to give him a talk to, old fan. We'll see what we can figure out before it's over today.
The ultimate promotion. So what's going on with the career, Jennifer? Because I know you took some time from Sugarland and you started doing some solo stuff. So what's next? Are you getting back together? Are you continuing to do solo? How's it working out?
Continuing to do solo, and I am loving it and having a ball, Jennifer. I'm about to put out a second solo album coming out on May 13th called Playing with Fire. And I've been out on tour now, well, off and on since really the fall, and will be out until mid-June. I'm having, you know, a blast getting out there and playing this new music for the fans. And my kid comes along with me. He's always in tow. He's a little gypsy baby, so it's a trap.
And how old is he now, Jennifer? I remember when you were pregnant
three.
And you were hosting,
yeah.
And you were such a trooper. He's three now. Wow.
He's three. Yeah, he just turned three in December.
So how has he made your music change? Has he made your music change at all?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, anybody who has kids, you know that is a game changer and a life changer. And for me, in having a child, it was a big identity buster in many ways. You know, you sort of have to revamp and go, okay, life has changed. My priorities, my responsibilities are different. And consequently, I myself am different. I think I was made pretty vulnerable by that. And that vulnerability for me as an artist, I think, allowed me to feel more emboldened in many ways.
Jennifer, would you consider yourself a leader among this true leaders campaign the 4-H has? Mm-hmm. Can we reflect back on you for a moment and sort of get in your words whether you think you're a leader in trends when it comes to this kind of music, or who are the leaders today?
Mm-hmm. You know what, I think in terms of music and in terms of leadership, it's an interesting question, especially when you try to combine those concepts of leadership and art in general, because art is such an ambiguous idea in general, and many times they don't overlap, but sometimes they can. What I like to think that the part of leadership that I learned in 4-H that I think does resonate even still within my art is authenticity and the confidence to be my authentic self, and that's what I try to bring to my art. So hopefully, if that becomes, you know, some sort of trend leading, then great. But I think that the biggest and most important point where art is concerned is to be authentic, and I definitely know that overlaps in terms of leadership.
Well, I think congratulations are in order for you and your leadership in your own career and with Sugarland, and also Thad Hughes, who really has quite... not only he's honored himself and his family, but he's helping a lot of people as a mentor, and that's important as well. So
yes,
we need more leaders, and it looks like the 4-H is doing a good job to try to help us grow more leaders. We certainly need them. So thanks to Jennifer Nettles.
And they are, for sure. I just wanted to say, if you want to learn more about that and more about any of our stories and more about that leadership that 4-H is growing, get online at 4-H.org and check it out. There's a lot on there for folks to learn.
4-H.org. Thanks, Jennifer.
You got it.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Pauline Frommer is here from Frommer's.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide, with lots of deals. They have lots of partners. They are the most trusted people in travel. They've been working at this since 1957, so they know their way around travel. We'll be talking about experiences that you might want to have or may have had this week, so stand by for some nice travel information here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, need to text while driving? Try Dragon Dictation Voice Recognition. What you say turns into text.
Ooh.
It's faster and easier than typing Dragon Dictation.
It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer family, the Frommer's Travel Guide. I wonder what you thought when you saw that United Flight 724 took off from Honolulu on its way to San Francisco, and 2 hours out, they turned the plane around and went back to Hawaii because the pilots realized they didn't have enough fuel. I'd like to be sitting on that plane.
Oof. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, can you imagine? There's always something, isn't there? And I know a lot of people are nervous about the fact that Virgin and Alaska are merging.
I don't get that. I understand that if you leave it to Richard Branson, who made the most money in this because he put the seed money into it, but he didn't want to sell it. It's his brand, but yet because he's not an American citizen, he couldn't have enough ownership to counter the board of directors who wanted to cash out. So Virgin America...
The board of directors were having to pay him, I think it was $8 or $9 million a year just for the use of the name. And so this is going to be a big cost savings for them. I'm not sure if it's a bad thing. I think, you know, Alaska and Virgin both have great reputations. They have good on-time records. They have good customer service. Yeah, the purple lighting is going to go. You're no longer going to have the groovy experience that you once had on Virgin. But I think they're going to do well by the passengers in terms of, like, the frequent flyer numbers and that.
You're an expert. I'm not. I just travel a lot. I don't agree with you. I think Alaska Airlines is nothing special in the air. I just find them to be flat blah. And I don't understand how, because of the cachet of the Virgin name, if you don't keep that Virgin name, then how people are really going to say, okay, well, I'm going to go fly American to Los Angeles or whatever. Richie, turn that up.
Ah, there,
go,
airlines.
Go ahead.
Talking about some travel news.
Pauline, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, the cachet of the Virgin name came with a big price tag, as we discussed, $8 million. And, you know, it may be because of where you are. People who live in the country where they have to use a lot of Alaska love it.
Really?
It really is a very popular airline. It has one of the best on-time records in the industry. Mm-hmm. It loses the least bags. It's considered very customer-friendly. So, yeah, it's not as hip. It's not as cool as Virgin. But it also doesn't have that $8 million a year price tag attached just to using the name. We'll see.
Yeah. Hi there. You wrote this week about taking your teenager who is looking for a college home on a vacation, visiting colleges. How do you structure a good trip?
And I think I didn't. I got so overwhelmed with how many choices there were that I took us to 18 colleges in 2 weeks, which was overwhelming. So don't do that to your kid. Don't make the same mistake as I did. But also look at which schools where it's important to visit. The schools that are really, really competitive, that have so many people applying, they don't care whether you visit or not. Whereas other schools, they'll take note because their ratings are based on how many people accept them back if they say to the applicant, yeah, we want you. If the applicant then thumbs their nose, it's bad for their ratings. So certain schools, it's really good to visit in terms of that. Certain schools, it's not. But the key is your kid will have a lot better chance of getting into a school if they apply early decision.
Yeah.
You want to see schools that your kid may like now rather than waiting until their senior year.
Exactly.
Junior.
Right.
Yeah.
Junior year is the time to travel. If you're just applying now, you're going to take the low end of the totem pole. You're going to, most of the decisions and acceptances are going out in April, and that's late. Some of the early people are in November. This is the time in junior in high school to be going out. Pauline, thank you. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com. The Frommers Travel Guide is there.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.